No more noises. Get a new HD radio for your car and home. 1620 WTAW.
Good afternoon, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your afternoon sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by the Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on MarEyeCenter.com for more info. Some important high school football news for tonight. Both the A&M Consolidated and College Station High games have been canceled. The 2-1 Tigers were set to host Lake Travis. That game will not be rescheduled. Meanwhile, the 3-0 Cougars were visiting St. Michael's in Austin. That game will be rescheduled for a later time. Some games that are still on for tonight. 2-1 Bryan visits 6th-ranked Pflugerville Hendrickson with coverage on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. And 0-3 Rudder hosts district rival Huntsville on Peace 107. Navasota looks to keep its perfect season alive when the Rattlers travel to Lexington on Navasota News 1550. And 3-0 St. Joseph welcomes Rose Hill Christian and Bryan. All game times are set for 7:30. Of course, you can always follow your favorite teams anytime on BrazosFootball.com. Tomorrow will mark the 80th meeting between old Southwest Conference rivals Texas A&M and SMU, with the Aggies leading the series 43-29 with seven ties in between. But the two schools aren't the only ones who have a history. Here's Coach Sumlin on Mustangs head coach June Jones and offensive coordinator Hal Mummy.
I consider June a friend, you know, playing all those games in the West and Conference USA, meaningful games, and we actually came into Conference USA at the same time. So he's been a winner. He's one of the first guys that took a non-BCS team to a BCS bowl game. You know, he's been around the NFL game at the highest level, and then, you know, Hal has really impacted a number of coaches that I have hired, including myself. So I have a lot of respect for both men.
Kickoff between the 10th-ranked Aggs and 1-1 Mustangs is set for tomorrow at 6 p.m. You can catch all the action, including the pregame with Dave and Dave, right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. On a side note, Texas A&M freshman wide receiver Ricky Seals-Jones underwent knee surgery today, but no further information is available at this time. Some college football from last night. 3rd-ranked Clemson improved to 3-0 by posting a 26-14 road victory over NC State. Tigers quarterback Taj Boyd threw for 244 yards and 3 touchdowns. Houston Texans running back Arian Foster says in an upcoming documentary that he accepted money his senior year at Tennessee. Foster, who played for the Vols from 2005 to 2008, says, "My senior year, I was getting money on the side." Andrew Moscato, a documentary producer, says Foster didn't specify how much he received or who paid him. The 20th-ranked Aggie soccer team kicks off SEC play tonight on the road in Knoxville. Both the Aggs and the Lady Vols are 5-2-1 on the season, with Texas A&M riding a 3-0-1 streak. Game time is set for 6 o'clock. The Aggie volleyball team also returns to action this weekend, visiting Colorado State tomorrow at 8 p.m. and Northern Colorado Sunday at 8 again. The Maroon and White are 7-2 on the season, coming off a tournament win at the Texas A&M Invitational. And the Texas A&M women's golf team travels to Greenville, South Carolina this weekend to take on the field at the Lady Paladin Invitational. The tournament is hosted by Furman University on the Furman University Golf Course. The Texas Rangers went to Tampa last night, one game behind the Rays for the top American League wildcard spot.
The pitch, a drive, Alex Rios, have you done it? Yes, you have! 3 home runs in the inning for the Rangers, another one to left for Rios, his 17th of the season.
Rios, Elvis Andrews, and Mitch Moreland all blasted solo shots in the third as the Rangers went on to beat the Rays 8-2 and once again take a share of the number one wildcard spot. So here's how things stack up in the AL wildcard race. The Rays and Rangers hold down the two top spots, with Cleveland a half game back, the Orioles 2 games back, and Royals 3 out. Tonight, Texas plays at Kansas City at 7:10 on the Zone HD. Tampa is home to Baltimore. Cleveland is entertaining Houston at 6:05. The Indians beat the Astros last night in 11-inning 2-1. Andy Reid returned to Philadelphia last night looking to get a little revenge on his former team.
3-0 Chiefs going without a huddle. Vic throws it. Oh, and it's intercepted! Intercepted by Barry off a deflection from Derek Johnson. 10-5! Touchdown, Kansas City!
Kansas City's defense forced 5 turnovers and sacked Michael Vick 6 times as the Chiefs defeated the Eagles 26-16 and improved to 3-0 on the season. Here's Reid after the win.
It's good to come back like this. You never think you're going to be in these shoes where you're back into the stadium, but nowhere has Red felt better than today.
For Texas NFL teams, the 1-1 Dallas Cowboys host the St. Louis Rams Sunday at noon, and the 2-0 Houston Texans will visit the Baltimore Ravens at 12 o'clock as well. Coverage for the Texans game will be on The Zone. Speaking of the Texans, receiver Andre Johnson, who suffered a concussion during last week's win against Tennessee, is listed as probable for Sunday's matchup against Baltimore. And that's been your afternoon sports update, brought to you by the Mar Eye Center. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.